Good morning. I'm coming from Oroville Radio. What is your name?
Asta.
Where are you from?
Delhi.
So what is the reason you are visiting here?
We came here for an opportunity to learn and experience Oroville and its splendid concept that we've heard about a lot, and we wanted to experience it firsthand, and we also wanted to learn more about alternative techniques and the whole sustainable thing that's happening around here, and we're actually very satisfied.
So where do you work now? Where do you volunteer? Because I see you're going to do some physical work.
Yeah, we're helping in the construction of African Pavilion. And yeah, we're volunteering for that.
Otherwise, you are all architects?
Yeah, one of us is a civil engineer who's graduated.
And we are going to be architects.
We're all architecture students right now.
So, and you are here already for a week, yeah?
Yeah.
So, what did you learn insofar? Or what did you see?
Okay, so we've learned about the history of Oroville and the whole concept about the mother and the ideas of the mother and Sri Aurobindo. And we were very, I mean, it's wonderful, the whole concept. And we've learned about sustainable living a bit. We've had lectures and sessions with different architects. And it's been really wonderful. The whole experience has been really wonderful. And now we're working on the site. It's a practical experience now. We've had a theoretical experience. So we're looking forward to this. I mean, it's really exciting.
This also, we have learned about so many different cultures. The people coming in Oroville and different cultures they have had. And also, we have studied a little bit about the African architecture that helped us in construction of this African pavilion.
And all we have learned about also.
Ethiopia, Rabat.
That would be the community space and kitchen, right?
Yeah.
You have any idea why a circle?
Why a circle?
Why is a circle?
No, we haven't exactly talked about that, but I think it's, you know, as a community space, a circle just fits.
And the African culture, the older community, and the African culture, they use a lot of curved spaces. It's a kind of an ellipse.
It's not an exact circle.
Basically, what we saw in the PPT, like where they were teaching us about African architecture, what we saw there, even their houses, they were in a circular, they had a circular plan with the roof structure, with the pitched roof. So so here, the elevation of this pavilion also will be the same, which resembles to African houses.
Yeah. But otherwise, the mother, she appointed the forms for each continent. So the form for the Africa is a circle.
Okay.
Have you seen the model of the real pavilion, which is supposed to come up when is enough money?
No, we made a model ourselves of the pavilion that we're going to construct right now. So we haven't seen a photo of the model of the model.
Which had been proposed. So we
okay, there's one thing which we're supposed to start with, but we didn't. Who brought you here? What is Martin is in charge, but what is that?
Our seniors have been here last year. So from their experience, they shared their experience with us, and they told us that we have to go there, and it's a good kind of experience, and practically we can learn many things.
So the people from past years, they already have good experience with being here.
They say you get a complete different perspective of life over here.
Yes, and that is what we are getting here.
You what? Sorry?
That is what we are getting here. I think coming to Oroville is just growing as a person. You have got a very different experiences here compared to the cities where we live in. So Oroville is, yes, it is very helpful in, you know, helping us growing as a person.
It's not just about architecture. It is about everything. I love every perspective.
At the end, we won't be a we will be a good architect, but moreover, we will be a good human being. We will become a very good human being, because as seeing Oroville, where people from different countries, not only Indians, but also from different countries, they work here, they live together, and their lifestyle is very simple, very fast, very settled, they are very cheerful.
You're really enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic.
A positive perspective of Oroville. You are from the same city?
Most of us.
We are
9 people. 7 of them are from Delhi, same college. We are our batchmates or college mates. And one is from Hyderabad and one is from Bangalore.
And I see you girls are still in the majority, right?
Yeah.
We are only 9 girls.
These boys are not with you?
No, they are our
supervisors.
Yeah, for work, yeah. So you only got 9 girls?
Yes, we are only 9 girls.
Wow.
Girl power.
Yeah.
So what is your name?
Anushka.
Kritika.
Astha.
Harshita.
Pragya.
Thank you for today. Enjoy.
You too. Yes. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Lavanya.
Good morning.
We are an Africa site, an Africa house, starting with the temporary structures.
Yes.
You are architect, right?
Yes.
With whom do you work?
Fabian Ostner in White Ant Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And this project has been a great opportunity to develop, to study African architecture and then designing an African pavilion for to represent the African culture.
The girls who are here, they are volunteers.
Yes, they are architectural students from second year, third year, fourth year, and they are getting experience of hand-on workshop in bamboo construction. And because bamboo construction is, it is not discovered so much in India, but in UK and USA, they are coming up with a lot of bamboo constructions, and it is a high time that Indians should start exploring this technique, because it is vegetable steel. It is really good in
tension. It grows fast. It's really hard. Yeah, they call it also black steel, like that. But I've seen you already prepared the bamboo and you treated it for the roof, right?
Yes, yes. The whole structure is in bamboo. Actually, it is composite like bamboo, and sometimes one center element it is of steel, and the other footings are of concrete. So basically, three materials we are using, and for joinery we are using bolt technique.
But the bamboo is treated, yes? So
the bamboo is treated. We have painted it with a varnish, like two coats of it, and then we have let it dry, and now it is on site, the frames, the columns.
You were doing last week that with Diego, right?
Yes, in Diego's workshop.
Samridhi.
Samridhi.
Yeah. And the first phase is community space, kitchen and compost toilet, right?
Yes, yes.
That is the part of temporary structures, correct?
Yes. This structure is supposed to last for like 10-15 years. Yeah. So the first part is community structure, which will be bamboo pavilion, and attached to that will be a common kitchen, which is also inspired from African architecture, like circular small structure.
And the workshop with the architect is Orville Consulting, yeah?
Yes, yes. Orville Consulting is...
You also working with Orville Consulting, with Martin and...
Who, me?
Oh, yeah, or you are internship?
Yeah, part of, but my main... my work is with Fabian, and I'm partly involved with Orville Consulting, like just for this project.
Yeah. Thank you, Lavanya.
Yeah. Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, good
How
morning.
Are you?
Yeah, good.
The site is looking good, yeah? So what are we doing now?
Yeah, now we are doing is a student. We are start to make concrete for house, for
the community
house.
Space, yeah. And these are all temporary structures, right?
Yes, so this is temporary structure, yeah.
In the first phase, what we're getting? Community space, I see the compost toilet is almost done, yeah, and shower.
Yes, yes, and now also we're gonna, after we start also, toilet and kitchen.
Kitchen, yeah.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the toilet would be shower, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, where are you from?
Yeah, me, I'm from Africa, Africa United. Yeah.
And you are currently a newcomer and active member of Africa House, right?
Yes.
So how do you feel in Orville?
Yeah, now I'm feeling good. I see some African pavilion is starting. Yeah, I'm here also for helping for Africa pavilion. And I'm happy to see something start to come up. When I come, there was no any structure. Yeah, first we try to put something. We start for three houses and no one stay there. And now, again... Some action is start to go.
And we continue with the cough houses for volunteers, right?
yeah,
and possibility caretaker house and so forth. Yeah. So you have a hope that the money for the real pavilion will come in with those structures?
Yeah, I hope slowly everything will come, just as the mother say, when he give the breast this African pavilion, what she waiting for us is dash action. Mm-hmm. When is that action, everything will come. Yeah, slowly again, already we get the support from students also, they are helping us.
Mm-hmm. And also other volunteers are coming, right?
Yes.
You want to ask somebody to participate?
Yeah, anyone who feel to put his energy also for Africa Pavilion is welcome to
the
any
physical
support.
Word, yeah.
Any physical work, even also any support. Yeah,
any kind. Cool.
Yeah, any kind.
In any shape, any form.
Yeah, in any shape, any form. Yeah, just bring your idea also, by idea also, we accept it. Yeah, it's okay.
Eric, thank you.